Valley Shore as counselors in camp. That's who's left. We'll end off the season with a letter from Yerucham, or Maimon from Yerucham. Page Reish Chof Tesser, which is the ultimate tzura of what Das Torah means and the ultimate shlemos of a Talmud Chacham. There's a quote over here, it's a maimer that's printed in Das Chacham of Musa Chelek Gimel Omud Reish Ayin Zayin. Volvi brings over here that this is the only maimer that Rabbi Yochanan himself printed while he was alive. He talks about what the purpose of a yeshiva is. Quote, and then I'll expand. Tzuras yeshiva seinu b'chlol amai. What's the tzura of a yeshiva? What are we doing here? Zakar b'yuchim lolon ba'amka shal halacha v'tifzach in the sugyas v'alimud b'yun rav. He says, avada, that's the tzura of a yeshiva. But I've learned it, b'yun, b'aymer. But he said there's another nekuda. Motzino b'sifri al-apazik v'hoyo atvam v'ayla Asher anoichi v'tzavach hayom al-avecha. Rashi says over there, what's that al-avecha? Dovanoira. Shem b'toich kach atamakir b'akadosh b'ruchu b'stabik b'drochov. Asher anoichi v'tzavach al-avecha. I won't be from that. You'll be makir the eibishlin b'stabik b'drochov. You'll be makir him, stage one. And then you want to be dovak in his ways. Says Rabbi Yochum, Harelan or Ikra Chidush v'Ikra Gadol. Marid Gazach. Shetachlis Nesina Satoira Hakadesha Hirak Lahakar Zakarish Bochum. So Rabbi Yochum, that the Tachlis of Nesina Satoira V'Hoyu Advam Ha'Ela Sharechi V'Tzav Chayoim Al to be in your hearts. So Rashi, Dr. Sifri, what does that mean? What does it mean in your heart? Alav avecha shemitoichcha hatamakir as a kodesh bochu mitabik bedrocha. Hashem eich mitabcha, what will be with it? The answers will be in your heart. What does it mean it's in your heart? It means you be makir the ebishta and you want to follow his ways, you want to be like him. Harei lanus chiddish v'ikur gadol says Rabbi Yochim shteit amuritik chiddish. Shetachlis nesinas ha'toyer he the rak lahakar zekodesh bochu. He quotes Rabbi Yehoyin in Shari Tshuva, quote, v'nei boiri yizborach nofach v'api nishmas chayim chachmas lev v'toy v'asecho lahakiroi u'liyir v'fonav. The Eibishter gave you a neshama, that the neshama is what a person is makir the Eibishter with. That's how we're makir the Eibishter. The neshama, which is a chelek l'kayim mal, lives with the hakor of the Eibishter, because that's what it is. Ukamoikein al derech ze nitna la amisrael a teira kadosha shal yoda yakiru la kadosh baruch hu biyeser oiz vazdavik bedrochav. That means the neshama explains Rabbi Yochum was given to pump up your neshama and to help you be makir teira, makir kadosh baruch hu. Okay, listen to this line. If you're going to learn Shitchias without the effort, without the Yigia, and mainly you're not going to get to the Oinkum Shal Dvarim, how are you going to get to Kodesh Baruch Hu? By learning Shitchias, by learning with half a head, without Amelos, without getting to the Pnimis of the Zach, you're not going to be Mark Kodesh Baruch Hu. If Sichle, Eine Begeder Zach, Begeder Dak Ben Hadak, Eich Bamei Yakir Eisai. Moir de Gazach, the group over here is giving a different, a whole new cook, a whole new outlook on Limur HaTorah, Be'iyun, Limur HaTorah with Avon, Limur HaTorah Ba'amelos. If Rashi says that the Tachlis of Torah is to get to the core of the Eibishta, you're going to get to that core of the Eibishta by learning it half-baked, by living it half-baked, or rather not. Omnom Zokter Yeruchim Kein Zayis Hi Tzuras Yeshiva Seinu. That's what our yeshiva is about. to broaden the iyun. Lechadid hasechel tomit lekayim v'shinantam b'vanachas yudiveter b'chud olam aficha. Listen to this line he says. U'miyuchal nizbeinin b'goydol mailas hadvorim. Shiyah the maske b'chod v'achav. Who can describe the maila that a person lives a life of haskola, of seichel? He thinks what he does. V'loy lichyeis chayei poshet. Not to live a life of simplicity. Not to live a life of simplicity, because you're never going to get to find the Eibishter. You're going to end up shitkes. You're going to end up on the outside. You're going to end up with b'chus. State this sifri, and this is the maimer of Rabbi Yochum, that the purpose of yeshiva, the purpose of a Talmud Chacham, is to get to as that dveikus and Torah, that through the dveikus and Torah you'll be makir the Eibishter. I mentioned before Shavuos, I don't think in this framework, Michtam Eliyahu quotes a Tosfos in Chagiga. Tosfos in Chagiga over there brings down a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi brings the mice over there, that at the bris of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. And so there was Rabbi Lezer, and I forgot who the second Tana was. And they were sitting and talking, they were learning, and they were going over Kol HaTorah Kula until the fire came down from Har Sinai. So Michtam Eliyahu brings down that the Orchis Tzadikim had a girsa over there in that Yerushalmi. The Orchis Tzadikim had a girsa in the Yerushalmi that what it said was in the Yerushalmi that they were chazering Torah and they were going from Nevi'im to Ksuvim and Ksuvim. Until they had a hakara that the Abrahs gave the Torah. From the Torah al-Nain, they got to a hakara that the Abrahs gave. And then the fire came down. The fire that came down, which was the fire of Sinai, the Eish of Matan Torah, came down when their learning brought them to a hakara that the Abrahs was the Nais in a Torah. What's the Pshat? The Pshat that is that it ignited their neshamas. The neshamas market, that's Lashon Rabbeinu here. That's the Oymik. Kosh Baruch Hu gave the neshama that the neshamas lahkira liyom ufanav. The neshama has the ability to makid Eibishter because the neshama is a chelik of the kamimal. So the neshama is constantly signaling: there's an Eibishter, there's an Eibishter, there's an Eibishter inside of you. Nor was. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's not a higher, but by day the limud haTorah in the proper way, then a person gets a recognition and an awareness of the Eibishter that's with him. Makir is boyer. The mela. This zach has a practical meaning in Torah. We spoke about this once earlier in the year, but we'll end with this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar de Gazach. The Gemara says on Dovin HaMelech in Tzadik Zayin of Abayz, I want to show you Zel Umazer, how the two things are how this Nikuda that Rabbi Yochum writes about Lahakir, how it has a practical implication. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin of Abayz, on Dovin HaMelech, Hashem Imoy. What does Hashem mean by to do with Halacha Kameis B'chol Mokir? What does that mean? What's meant to us? What does Hashem Imoy have to do with Halacha Kameis B'chol Mokir? What's the Pshat in that? So it's a word of Kameis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tefkuf Vav, about Doig Vachitefel, we spoke about this once, but I want to make a major hesafa now. The Gemara says in Daf, Sahajik HaFov, the Doig Vachitefel had 400 Hakiris, and they were never able to get to a Maskana. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libabai, says the Gemara over there, they had 400 Hakiris, they had Moritika leading and learning, but the Levisakul who Shvaitza Libba Dehuchasa, this is the Moritika Zah. They never got to a Maskana, they never got to a Psak. Why? Soyid Hashem liyireyev. Soyid Hashem, the secret of the Eibishter. What's the real rotz? What's Asuk Yishmaitz and Libid Eilchasa? Asuk Yishmaitz and Libid Eilchasa is, what's the real rotzen of the Eibishter? Person learns, you have a hakir, you have a tzad, you have hakir, there are 400 boi ma'av, there are 400 hakirs floating in the air. Can you imagine the hakirs of Doeg Vachitefel? It's not our hakirs. Doeg Vachitefel, Dabar HaMelech, there are 400 hakirs, can mikd al parech ba'av, you're like, I can't even imagine what that hakirs are. Much more complicated than Tut Stadm of Migu of Kerachataina and Mali the Shakra. Chakiris of Doeg Vachitefel. But they couldn't get to a Maskana. Why not? Because Soyid Hashem, the secret, the Yireya, for that you have to be Yerushalayim. Slowly. That means, Asuk Yishmael Lim Devil is the Soyid Hashem, is the secret, is the real Rutsoyne Apimi of the Eibishter. They weren't able to get to that, because that, of course, Boch only gives over to Yireya. Why? So, whatever there says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libavoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. Their hearts weren't in it. What's the imic of that? Here's the gather. They weren't able to get to halacha. They don't have halacha. Shteit v'Hashem imoy halacha k'moyis v'chol makom. Was that the word Hashem imoy? Shteit up that it was dovek in the Eibishter. Hashem imoy. I mean, the Kosh Baruch was mashri Hashchina asay. So what the ma'isa? And what does that have to do with halacha k'moyis v'chol makom? They went a pesuk. The answer is name. Halacha k'moyis v'chol makom. We see by Derek v'Achitayevul asay Hashem liyareiv. Are you with the Eibishter? Are you makir that there's a boy rate? That's what your Shemayim Balei means. Say Hashem Liyareiv. What do Yireiv mean? Yireiv means that I live with a cognizance that there's an Eibishter. I live with an awareness that there's an Eibishter. That's Yireiv. It's Say Hashem Liyareiv. In order to get Asuk Hashmaitz, I live with the Hilchus. Says the Gemara by Derek Yachidah. They didn't get to it because they were missing Yireiv. Why? They were missing their heart. The heart is the place where a person feels the Eibishter, a person lives with the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the reality. Because you're a Hulibah boy, David still wants your heart. They didn't have their heart, their hearts weren't in it. They had their brains. They had academic, intellectual, hakiris, mori, the gazach, psh, givaldi. But they weren't able to get Tasuk Ishmael Tzavidu Behochosa, because Ashmuk is here, you have to have Hashem Imoy. So, Bedoven Abel, Boshtei, Hashem Imoy, that's a trigger for telling us, Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr, if we didn't say anything about Allah. No, no, no. What's the articulation? What's the expression of the fact that you're with the Eibishter? With the Eibishter? Then say the Shem Liyareiv. The Eibishter is Megala. What to say is Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr. Dovid HaMelech knows what the Eibishter wants. From Mavad HaGazach. Because Dovid HaMelech lived with the Eibishter, his heart was with the Eibishter, he was Machia the Eibishter, he knew what the Eibishter wanted. That's the final step of Das Torah. The final step of Das Torah is that Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr. You know what the Eibishter wants. You know what the Eibishter's sight is. You know what the Eibishter's inner rotzen is. You know what the Eibishter's pneumistic rotzen is. So you can have people who are Tamidei Chachamim. But they weren't able to get to the bottom line. They weren't able to get to the halacha, which is what does the Eibishter really want? What's the Seid Hashem? They weren't able to get to that. Because they weren't Yireiv. What's not Yireiv? They were missing their hearts. Their hearts weren't on the program. What does Yerushalayim mean? Yerushalayim means that I'm living with the awareness that there's an Eibishter. That's what it means. I'm living with the awareness that there's an Eibishter. I'm living with the awareness that there's an Eibishter. I'm makir, like the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, that the neshama is makir that there's an Eibishter. See, here you have a Morita Gazach, a new nafkamina. If it's Hashem Imoy, if you're living with the Eibishter and you live in your heart that the Eibishter is reality, has a huge nafkamina in your learning. You're able to get to say the Hashem Yireiv. Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr. What's Hashem Imoy have to do with Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr? The answer is no. That we see over there, that when you're not Yireiv, you don't have to say the Hashem, because your heart's not there. And Yireiv means your heart's in it. We spoke already many times. Yerushalayim means your heart. Yerushalayim means your lev. Many, many rayas to it. Rashi says in Megillah, Rashi says the heart. So living with the Eibishter means that I live with an awareness that there's an Eibishter. So if you're Hashem Imoy, if you have Hashem Hashchina, so then you have Halacha Kamoiz Mechal Mokr. You're able to be Masik Rotzen Avoyri. And if it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy, because you're not Yireiv, because your heart's not in it, so you're never going to get to say Hashem Liyireiv. Dvarim Noraim. That's what Hakoras Aboyri Tu Zayif. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, that the Matorah of the Torah is to get to the Hakoras Aboyri. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck Kemigdal Perech Vav. You'll be stuck with a tower floating in the air. But you're not going to get to Asuk Ishmael to leave with the Hilchos. You're not going to get to the Ratzon of the Eibishter because you're not with the Eibishter. So the Eibishter doesn't give away his secrets. So Hashem, who is the Eibishter give away? The Yireiv. Because that's called Hashem Imoy, and that's called Hashras Hashchina in a person. The lashon of Volk over here is Hashem Imoy Hashras Hashchina Tmidis Ezer Aleikut Tmidis. Everything's with you. Adam Zeh Ein Ahelich Tzad Bilei Aleikut. He doesn't go one step without the Eibishter. That's the Talmud Chacham, the Sakel Hashmeitz Aliva Deilchusah. That's the highest darg of Torah. I mentioned last week but. Michter Belio says a very to Gazach that Shachanti Pashtuna state Vishachanti Bisoy Chom. So everybody darshans. Doesn't say Bisoy Choy, doesn't say the Shekhinah is going to be in the Mishkan, it says Bisoy Chom, the Shekhinah is Bisoy Klal Yisrael. It means the Ikar Hashraz Hashchina is B'soy Chom. The Ikar Hashraz Hashchina is in Eid. Shanti B'soy Choy Leine. Amar Adi Chazal Darshan B'soy Chom. The Hashraz Hashchina, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash begins with Hashraz Hashchina that's in every Yid. And when Klal Yisrael on a private level, on a Yochid level, on a Protiistic level, detaches from the Hashraz Hashchina that's in our private lives, is collectively there's a form of Beis HaMikdash. What is this Shechina that's in every person? What does it mean? Somebody was like, what does it mean, the Shechina? The Shechina that's in every person is what Rabbeinu Yehuda says. What Rabbi Yochum quoted. He's brought nafach ba'api nishmas chayim chachmas leiv v'toyv v'sechel la'kiroi. You'll hear b'fun of la'kiroi. You'll hear b'fun of. What's la'kiroi mean? I live with the recognition that there's an Eibishter. Memela, you'll hear b'fun of. I live with the Eibishter. I live with the cognizance, with the awareness, with the emes that there's an Eibishter. La'kiroi. Memela, you'll hear b'fun of. That's the Hashraz Hashchina in a person. Mr. Miller writes that the Hashraz Hashchina in a person is the nekuda of kedusha that's in every yid, the neshama, which has the hakara that is in Eibishter. Zokta mechtavayo, and why doesn't a person feel it? Because that's golus. Golus is that when a person on a private level gets involved in chet or tumah or all types of things. So, the same way we understand, for example, and this is moshul, that the Shechina leaves the Beis HaMikdash. Golus b'Shechina b'Guzah, there. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, that the 10 stops. The Shechina went from here to there to there to there to there. Is inside a person also. The Shechina leaves you. And the pshat is, it's there, be'etzem, because nobody ever loses that spark, but it distances itself from you. The lashon of Mechtamayo is that it detaches itself from your ani, a person's sense of ani in his natural state of who am I, includes that nekuda of hakar sahayev eboiri, includes that nekuda of lahakar eboiri. What Rabbeinu Yehuda said over here. That is the Hashraz Hashchina that's in a person. Now, when a person doesn't feel it, it means that it's in Golus. It means that it distances itself. It's not part of your psyche. It's not part of you. Atki dekhafta, the Mishnah Berurah says that the avodah of Kol Mis'abal Yerushalayim Zechev Roya B'Simchasa is you working on this nekuda. He says, "Amar Tikazach." I said over the book a few weeks ago, but not in this framework. He asked the famous kasha, "What's about Zechev Roya B'Simchasa?" She just said, "Ba'asim, not present." We'll see the Beis HaMikdash. He said, "It's not going on the Beis HaMikdash, Bachal. It's going on you." And when you work on this apple, that you don't have a relationship with the Eibishter, you don't feel the Eibishter, when you're missing this la'kiroi of Rabbeinu Yehuda, so then right away, your Zeich of Roya B'Simchasa, that's the symbol that the Eibishter came back to you. It's not the way the Beis HaMikdash, Bachal. He says, the Raya Muchachas, what's about Zeich of Roya? It's not now. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. Zakhtiyah, Zeich of Roya B'Simchasa, is talking about your own personal Beis HaMikdash. You brought the Eibishter back into your life. Because you're misabel about the fact that you're missing lahakiru b'fana, you're missing yirah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Sham navotcha b'yirah. What's up with yirah? Because yirah is the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba b'yirah. The Eibishter wants the heart back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba, the Eibishter wants the heart. And that is the tzura of the Hashraz Hashchina in a private person. Hashem imoy. The Eibishter is with you. By the way, the Eibishter is there all the time. But David HaMelech lived with that awareness. David HaMelech lived with that awareness of Hashem Imai. So you're one of, I use a modern lashon. David said, "You're one of my guys. You're Yireyav. Halach kavayis b'homakim. I'll give you all the sisri Torah. I'll give you over my rotsin. You're on my team." And then there's Hakadosh Baruch Hu liba boy of doing vachi teifel that they lived with the awareness of Eved. The Eved wasn't in their hearts. Not in their hearts. You're not Yireyav. You're not Hashem Imai. You're not having the Hashras Hashchin of the Eved in your life. All this is what Rabbi Yochum said. The Iker of Torah is Lahakir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to articulate the natural state of the Neshama, which is Nishmas Chaim, Chochmas Leiv, Tov HaSeichel, Hakiro Yilir Mufanov, of Seyed Hashem Yireh of Hashem Yireh. Hashem Imoy means Yireh, and that's why it's Halacha Kamayzeh B'chol Makim La'afukei Toeg V'achi Toifol. And that's the Tzur of a Talmud Chacham. That's the Tzur of a Talmud Chacham. So the Tzur of a Talmud Chacham is, we say in Berachas HaTorah, Yoideh Shemecha, The shlemus of a Talmud Chacham is Yoidei Shemecha. I know the Eibishter. I live with an awareness of the Eibishter. V'loim de Torah Sechel Lishma. That's Das Torah. It's Torah, but there's also Das. And it's the Das of Lakir Bofanov. And the Shleimus of Limud HaTorah is to get to the place of Asuk Yishmaitza Limud DeHuchasa, that a person, Epis, has a Dargo. We're not going to have the Dargo of Dovah HaMelech. But Epis, a Dargo of Seyed Hashem Liyireyov, to be able to, what Rashi says, that the Iker of the Torah was Lakiroi. As Rashi says over here in the Zefri, Shemitoch Shah Tabakir Midabik Bedrochov. And that is a huge Nachmir. That's not a Midas word only. A Yidesha Tabakiroi, you get to the Dargo of Hashem Imoi, then a person is Zeicha to an entire new Dargo of Das Torah, an entire new Dargo of Shlemus and Torah, an entire new Dargo of Seyed Hashem Liyireyov. So it's not a Tosefes. That a person learns, you get to, no. When you get to the Lakir of Mifanov, you get to the Dargo of Hashem Imoi. That's really the Dargo of Allah Kumisavon. That's really Nacha Dargo of Torah. That's the Shlemos of Das Torah.